Let's pick up Donna in New York, and she's got a question about her skin. Are you there, Donna?
Yes.
So what's going on with your skin?
Well, I would say about 6 years ago, I started getting, like, blotchy skin on my face, my neck, and my chest.
So these are like red blotches.
Yeah, red blotches, not raised or anything.
Got it, got it.
And it would happen if I got, you know, temperature changes or even emotional changes like anger, anxiety.
Okay.
And at the same time, I started getting adult onset acne on my face and my back. And I guess I was about 26, and I never had a problem with my skin before.
Okay.
And it's definitely gotten a little bit better, but I still am, like, suffering with it, and I just don't know if it's nutritionally related or if there's anything I can do.
Well, of course, there's always something you can do, and this should be a fairly easy guy to beat. So we need to find out what's driving it. My immediate suspicion when I hear the nature of this is that there may be a change in your sleep or your energy or your stress, something. But the fact that it's pretty much restricted to the face would also make me suspicious that there may be an issue with your teeth. So tell me, how old a woman are you now?
I'm 32.
Okay, so for the last 6 years, let's go back 6 years. Did anything unusual happen 6, 7 years ago? Did you have a baby? Is there anything different back then?
Back then I did have all four of my wisdom teeth removed.
Mm-hmm. And why were they removed? Were they infected?
I was told that they were impacted and they had to come out.
Okay. And so it was shortly after that episode that this happened?
Yes, actually it was kind of around the same time. And I definitely have been, when you said tired and not sleeping well, I could definitely see that kind of coincided with the same time also.
Okay, and now tell me about your sleep. Do you get 5 straight hours without waking for any reason or no?
Not really, no. Mm-mm.
Do you have small children?
I do now. I didn't back then.
Okay, so you've had children since then?
Yes, I have.
Wow. Okay, well, typically the red blotches without an acne are usually linked to an inflammatory process that's not controlled by the adrenal glands. And so the adrenal glands, if I don't get 5 straight hours of sleep, they make 10 to 30% of the adrenaline you would have made if you slept 5 straight hours. And so long term, you go to an adrenal exhaustion. Now, the first job of the adrenals is balance fluid. If it doesn't do a good job on that, then you're dead. The next job is to settle inflammation, and the PS job is to make it possible for you to pay close attention and be alert when you're sitting perfectly still. And, you know, we see many people with attention deficit disorder, difficulty sitting still and learning. We see it in children and adults because they're not producing enough adrenaline. And medicine's approach to this is to flog the adrenals to death by using an adrenal stimulant like Ritalin.
Okay.
And I'm not recommending Ritalin. believe
me,
that does not serve the body. It destroys the body. So what we want to do here, it will work short term, but not long term. So our first goal has to be to get you 5 straight hours of sleep at night. Now, why don't you get that sleep? Do you wake up to urinate, or what's going on?
Yeah, well, back before I had children, I definitely would get up to urinate. And actually, now my kids sleep through the night. I'm still getting up to go to the bathroom, or I get hot and uncomfortable.
Okay.
It's a variety.
Well, if you get hot and uncomfortable, can't you just roll over and not lift your head? If you don't lift your head, you don't stop making adrenaline,
even if
you wake up. So, you know, if you're hot and uncomfortable, just carefully roll over, not lifting your head, and you're good to go.
Oh, good to know.
Okay, now the next step is, why do we get up and urinate? And so here, if it's gone on a long time, what I would do is get on something called Bladder Complex and a little something called Alicidin. And how much do you weigh, Donna?
About 131 pounds.
Okay, women always know exactly. God bless you. Okay, so what we would want is about 2 Bladder Complex per meal, 2 Alicidin per meal. And for most people, this is going to take care of it. Now, if it went on a really long time, it's possible that some of the mycoplasma from the vaccination has gotten into the bladder. And so then you'd want immune-specific support like hyssop, and about, again, 2, maybe 3 per meal. And usually in about 3 or 4 weeks, you observe you're not getting up to urinate. I would continue this 8 weeks, then I would stop.
Okay.
And about 2-3 weeks after you notice you're not getting up anymore, maybe 4 weeks. And now, when you do stop, you'd go on something called multi-pollen.
Okay.
And you'd take two of those at breakfast the rest of your life so that you never get up again.
Oh,
okay.
Fantastic.
And I'm old enough to be your dad, and I never get, I mean, even if I overdrink at night, I get up in the morning, boy, do I have to go, but I can sleep straight through the night. And I think the big difference is that the bioflavonoids that are needed to be the heat shield on the spacecraft of the bladder are in place. So there's no signal when you're laying down. When you stand up, now you create a pressure, and the bladder says, hey, man, I'm full. Okay, you'll go empty it. But it's not waking you up at night. That's normal. So once we get you there, you start getting your 5 hours sleep. Now I think you can see the red blotches clearing up. Okay?
Okay.
I would do some things to build your own adrenaline production so you're not tired in the morning. Number one, I'd get on something called Max Stress V. You're going to love what this guy does. It's a super high-energy, N-chain form live source of the Bs. So you're very small. I'd start with maybe a quarter teaspoon, and I'd build up to 1 teaspoon.
Okay.
You just mix it in maybe 12, 16 ounces of water, and you sip that after breakfast. You don't want to swig it down real quick. You want to sip it so that it gets time to work in the body. That guy, plus if you're really bad and you feel you really need a kick in the pants, you can then take some adrenal complex, maybe 6 at breakfast, and you can do this coincident with clearing the issues for the bladder. And what this should do is take away the red blotches, the adult acne now, I'm afraid, maybe another problem, Donna, that you didn't want to hear about.
No.
And I think what you've got here is over time, you may have become salt deficient. And if that's true, you have low stomach acid. Low stomach acid has led to rotting food. Rotting food has led to the loss of your bacteria that make the B vitamins, making your fatigue worse. But worse than that, it's allowed other bacteria that are bad guys that are normally held in symbiotic balance in the intestine to hyperproliferate, overrun other areas of the bowel, and their waste is being put to the skin. Okay, how do we get rid of that? So glad you asked. Number one, we're going to have to increase salt for you. Now, I'm not talking about melted, heated American junk salt.
Okay.
I'm talking about air-dried sea salt. You
okay.
can buy very cheap sea salt at usually even supermarkets. You can buy an air-dried sea salt like Alisi, or you can buy the best of the best, and that would be our pink salt. And what I would do is I'd start in the morning by taking a teaspoon of this in about 16 ounces of purified water. Drink it down. It could be warm water. Drink it down when you first wake up. What it's going to do is kind of purge your intestine within 15 minutes to 30 minutes. Most people have a bowel movement. That gets the crud out. And over time, it's going to help us to clean house.
Now, I'm sorry, how much do I do in the morning in water?
1 teaspoon.
1 teaspoon, okay.
And our next job is going to be to put good bacteria in there. So you live in New York City?
Porchester.
Porchester. All right,
yeah.
Well, look around for a Russian deli and see if you can find the best kefir around. It comes out of Philadelphia. It's called Fresh Made. And start drinking, I'd say about 2 quarts of that a week. And that is going to be food for the good bacteria. And that should help you to re-inoculate the gut with a good bacteria. And if we've got enough allicin, and it may be necessary to take you to 3 allicin a meal, now you can break the biofilms in the gut, put the good bacteria in the gut. With the salt, you should be able to make more HCl. Now you ought to be able to, you know, restore the normal ecology and stop getting the acne out on the skin. Okay?
Very good.
And ultimately, you should get on the HCl detox kit to spare your own HCl production. But for right now, it shouldn't be necessary. Okay?
Thank you so much,
you're welcome.
Dr. Marshall.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.